this week. We normally, as usual...
Nigerian cleric Sheikh Ibrahim Zazaki's supporters announced in a press conference that there is a plan by the Nigerian security forces to attack and kill marchers who will engage in the forthcoming annual symbolic trek across the country. They said the security forces have hatched a plan to attack and kill trekkers if they come out, and another alternative plan that is also guaranteed to cause violence against Zazaki's supporters.
If the followers of Sheikh Zazaki or the trekkers refused to come out on the street, decided maybe to stay at their various centers and conduct Arba'in activities, then the security forces will surround wherever they gathered, open fire, kill whoever they were able to kill and leave, then the talks will finish it off for them.
The symbolic trek that we are going to start this week.
Zazaki supporters said the 2015 Zaria massacre did not deter them from practicing their religious activities. So this plan will also fail because there is no level of intimidation or threat that will stop them from practicing Islam.
You can't kill ideology. Of course you can demolish a building. You can kill somebody, but the ideology is there, it's trending. The more you touch us, the stronger we become. And we are realizing it now. The government is realizing it. The more they touch Sheikh Zazaki, the more people get to understand Sheikh and have sympathy for him.
Since 2016, Nigerian security forces have continued to attack the Arba'in symbolic trek, and all attacks have resulted in death and serious violence against Zazaki supporters. The police did not respond to our request for an interview on this issue. Where exactly is Sheikh Zazaki since he came back from India?
The Sheikh is nowhere to be found. We don't know his whereabouts since the day we saw him, glanced him at the airport. We don't know where they take him to. There is no visitation. They did not allow his family members to visit him. There is no phone conversation between him and his family members, so nobody knows anything about him.
Meanwhile, 9 supporters of Sheikh Zazaki have been set free by a Kaduna State High Court. The 9 people, including 2 women, were arrested in 2016 on their way to mark the Ashura and have been kept in prison without bail for 3 years. Zazaki's supporters called on the Nigerian government to withdraw what they described as unfounded charges against Sheikh Zazaki. Anjum Abdullahi, Press TV, Abuja.